I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Riccardo and Aldo about Italia. Our phone number is 877-333-7425.
Bravo!
And Ruth is on the line from Westchester, Pennsylvania. Ruth, thanks for your call.
Oh, I'm just happy to be on.
Ciao, Ruth. Ciao.
Ciao, Ruth.
Hello. Ciao. My question is this. We were in Italy for almost a month. We came back right before Thanksgiving. I rented a villa in Torre Alfina, and it's in northern Lazio. So we were able to spend, we saw 21 hill towns in 21 days. But the one place we didn't get to go was where my husband's family is from, which is the Valley of Altalena. And we want to do that at some point. I'm starting to save now for that trip. But what else could we do that? That's northern Italy.
And yes, northern Italy. What, yeah, Valtellina is in the northern part of Piedmont or Piemonte. I think if you're talking about transportation, probably the best way would be to land in Milan, which means you're already in another part of Italy. And then from there, you take a train, very simple, nice, quick train to Torino, which is the main city of Piedmont. And from there, then you can take local transportations. By heart now, I don't know exactly, because Valtellina, it's not really one of the most visited places, which means also
it's beautiful. I've never heard of it, and I'm sure
Valtellina is beautiful. But probably that's the reason why it's the one of those pure places, genuine places.
Is this the Barolo country?
Well, no, really. The Barolo is more towards the southern part of Piedmont,
okay,
where there is a range of mountains called Monferrato, and there they make the Barolo. Valtellina is too cold for wine. They have excellent cheeses, fantastic cheeses. Okay.
So, yes. Ruth, what do you want to see in Valtellina, or is it simply a family visit?
It's kind of like a family visit. I mean, you know, our last name is Fatellano, so, you know.
Say again.
Fatellano.
Mm-hmm. Italiano.
Yeah.
There is Italian DNA in there for sure.
Absolutely. And that is from what we understand. That's where the family came from, this valley. Yeah. And I'm sure when they came across, it got, the name got a little.
Oh, you take out your passport at the hotel and they'll take good care of you with that name, I'm sure.
Well, you know, and I have one more question. What else around there? I mean, is that near Lake Como or, you know, is that? Or is it too far away? You know?
Well, no, it's not too far away. Of course, it's not around the corner. You can go for walking. It depends what kind of transportation you have, because, you know, in Italy, local transportation in some areas, it's well covered. In some others, I mean, it's well covered, but it takes time. You have to wait. If you have a car from Valtellina to Lake Como, it might take an hour and a half, something like that.
Ruth, I would recommend, in Valtellina, I imagine the greatest attraction will be your family, your relatives, little completely offbeat things and the mountains nearby. And then if you have your own car, within a couple hours, you can be down on the Italian coastline, the Riviera. You can be up in the Lake Como area or the Stresa. And then I would also, if you haven't seen Milano, the train into Milano would be great. Spend a day in Milano. It's a wonderful city.
It would be great.
Yeah, that sounds good. And I want to say to you, Rick, in Torre Alfina, we were only like 20 or 25 minutes from Orvieto, and we spent 3 days there. It was wonderful.
Orvieto's great, yeah.
I have no difficulty
in believing that. How about the Orvieto Classico Vino? In 21 days, did you have a sip of it?
Yes, I did. And Montepulciano.
Montepulciano.
So, Ruth, 21 hill towns in 21 days.
21 days. We were on the road a lot.
You could write a book, 21 hill towns. What were your favorite hill town discoveries?
Oh, Civita di Bagnoregio.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Gosh, that took my breath away.
Civita di Bagnoregio. That was sort of one of the very first discoveries I made that helped me start my business. I mean, I found 10 or 12 places like this that were so magic all over Europe, and I realized there's a whole nother dimension of European travel that the typical American never discovers. And this Civita di Bagnoregio is just an hour away from Orvieto, and it's like climbing that donkey path is stepping into a different world.
Oh my God! We had my 6-year-old grandson, and he was just beside himself. He still talks about crossing that bridge. So incredible.
I love it.
And everybody has to do it quick, because we don't know for how long that old city is going.
Well, you know, the last old resident died. It was Anna, and
the buildings themselves, they're falling apart.
And the erosion is taking the valley in. But there's, you know, you must have seen a lot of beautiful other hill towns. Name a couple of your favorites, Ruth, among the hill towns.
Well, Monte Fiascone, but that was larger. Of course, we went to Lucca, and I was not that thrilled with it. I guess because I had it in my heads that it was going to be so incredible.
It's not much of a hill town, but it's a nice town, yeah.
Yeah, our little village of Torre Alfino was just really nice. We had a castle right outside our window.
Did you go by chance to Pitigliano? Is that a town?
What Pitigliano.
Is Pitigliano.
Yes.
I went there ages ago, and I was just very charmed by that town.
You see, very often are the discoveries that remain into the memory. Because, you know, when you go to Rome, it's you're expecting Rome.
Right.
So, obviously, you're overwhelmed, but you're expecting it.
Yeah.
Your little discoveries, your little villages, that's what
makes
is the
your holiday,
salt
memorable.
In the soul.
It really
salt
does.
In the soul.
And good for you, Ruth, for having that spirit of adventure and getting out there and finding it.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Nice.
It was wonderful.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
Bravo, Ruth.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao.